Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
All right, you're going to get me rocking this morning, Kyle. You're listening to Terry Wicks from Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Whether it's kayaking, fishing, hiking, hunting, camping, even grilling, they've got it at Jack's. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Kristen Cannon. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
How are you on this beautiful day?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. The toughest thing about doing this show on a Saturday morning is looking out the window and wishing I was out there, because this time of the year especially, we get such beautiful weather in Colorado. But, you know, we're talking both hunting and fishing today. We got a lot of hunting coming up later on the show. And there's people that have gone through the draw. We had both a primary and a secondary draw this year. And some of them got the licenses, some of them didn't. But there's another opportunity coming up for people who are still looking for a license, isn't there?
That's right. So any of our limited licenses that didn't sell out in that primary and secondary draw will be available for purchase this Tuesday.
And that's Tuesday morning, and I believe that starts at 9 o'clock, right?
That's correct. They'll go on sale online, over the phone, and at any of the licensed agents or our offices at 9 a.m.
Now, how can I find out what is available? Is there something online that tells me where these licenses are and what's available?
Yeah, if you go to our website, you should see a link on the main page, or you can go under the things to do, hunting and big game, and then you'll see a link to leftover and over-the-counter licenses, and they'll have an updated list, and starting on Tuesday, they'll continue to update it as licenses sell out so you can see what's still available.
And is this a first-come, first-served basis?
Yeah, that's right. So there's only a few licenses available and maybe some more in some hunt codes, and as soon as they sell out, they'll be gone.
And so how do I go about purchasing these? Do I show up in person? Do I do it online? Is it a mix of both? What's the best way to purchase them?
So this year, we're really encouraging people to purchase it online. Just with everything going on, we're trying to limit in-person interactions, and on the website is the most efficient way to buy a license. And so if people participated in the primary and secondary draw or they're familiar with our online portal, they should be good to go. But it's always good to log on ahead of time and make sure everything's working and there's no issue, so that at 9 a.m. you'll be ready to go and punch in the hunt code that you want and purchase it that way. And so that's what we're really recommending everybody to do. You can do it over the phone. It's a 1-800 number I can give you, and you can come to the offices as well. We are available to help anybody who wants to buy a license at an office, and you can also go to any license agent such as Jack's and buy a leftover license there as well.
Now, if you go to one of the parks offices, there's some restrictions with COVID. Will they run into some obstacles getting in, or how do they have to be prepared?
Well, hopefully there won't be any obstacles, but everyone coming to one of our offices will be required to wear a mask. We're going to ask, too, that if you have any symptoms or aren't feeling well, that you stay home and either buy the license online or even have a friend who's, you know, you've not been in contact with, come in and purchase the license on your behalf. So, and people should also expect that it might look a little different than years past. We might ask you to, you know, wait outside and spread out. We'll have people socially distanced. There'll only be a few people allowed in buildings at a time to just try to keep everybody safe and healthy.
Now, parks offices where you can do it in person, there has to be either a visitor center or a park office there, right? That's not available at all parks.
Yeah, most parks will be able to sell you the license through a visitor center. That's correct, but not every park. So if you're wanting to go to a state park, I would check ahead of time and make sure.
Yeah, and what do I need when I show up or when I log on? What kind of documentation do I need? Now, we don't need, during the draw, you needed a qualifying license, but to purchase these leftovers, you don't need that, right?
That's correct. You don't need to have that qualifying license, but you will need to have a photo ID, and if you're using your ID as proof of residency, it needs to be older than 6 months old, and if it's not, then you need to bring another form of proof of residency, and then you need to have proof of hunter ed, and then you need to know which hunt codes you want to try and get a license for. It's important to kind of have that figured out ahead of time so you can just walk right up and get what you need.
Now, if I'm struggling a little bit on the process, if I go in person, I can get some help, though.
Oh, sure. We'll have plenty of staff on hand to help people in person figure out, especially if they have any questions about exchanging a license or, you know, the list A and B licenses, there will be people there to help.
And so, what about the call center? Is that open right now or will it be open prior to the sale?
Yeah, you can definitely call the call center if you have any questions. If you want to call to purchase the license on the day, you have to call that 1-800 number that licenses get bought through, and that's 1-800-244-5613. So that's the number you want to call if you want to buy a license on Tuesday. But if you've got questions ahead of time or you're having trouble figuring out which hunt code you need or any sort of thing like that, you're welcome to call our call center or any of our offices, and we'll help you out and try and get you squared away.
Now, if for some reason I can't even get one of these leftovers, that doesn't mean I don't have an opportunity to hunt big game in Colorado, right?
Yeah, that's right. We still have our over-the-counter licenses, which go on sale on Thursday. And, of course, those are the regular over-the-counter licenses are sold without any kind of limit, so they will be available for sale till the end of the season that they're for. So you can always get an over-the-counter bull tag or other license to go out and hunt.
But those over-the-counters are strictly for elk. The other big game have to come through the draw, right?
That's right. There's some over-the-counter bear options that you can go and look up, but yeah, the most common one is the over-the-counter bull tag, and of course those are only good in some units for the second and third season.
All right. Any last comments? You want to give out the phone number again?
Sure. The phone number for purchasing a license on Tuesday is 1-800-244-5613. And I would just say, you know, do your homework ahead of time and be ready to go, especially if you want one of those licenses that there's only a few left of. And if you can purchase it online, please do. And it's a unique year, so we're just trying to keep everybody safe and healthy, but we want them to get their licenses and get out hunting this fall.
You bet. We want them to be out and be successful. Kristen, thank you so much for that information, and thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. That was Kristen Cannon from Parks and Wildlife. Leftover licenses go on sale Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So if you didn't get a draw for the area you want, you can still go and possibly buy a leftover license. And don't forget, you can always get over-the-counter licenses if you don't. So there's no reason you can't get out and hunt big game in Colorado. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about some special things going on today and over the next month right here in Colorado with state parks on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoors, serving the outdoor public for 65 years.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.